Hey all guys, it's been a while since I posted a thing all back here, yeah? Sorry, excuse me. I was just thinking about a nap a while ago. but I'm not taking a nap. Instead, I'm answering a questionnaire. Which questionnaire? We are answering Prez's favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things. Anywho, let's answer. Okay, number one. Favorite song to sing off key without Karen. I feel like the answer should be all of them, all of the songs, because I don't think I sing very well. I think I sound okay enough, but like, I don't think I actually sing any of them correctly or the way they should be. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, my dryer just stopped. I don't know. I'll just say anything by who's someone. What is that? Do you guys hear that? I think there's birds screaming outside. Not singing, but screaming. I'll just say anything by Taylor Swift because, you know, Taylor Swift. it's fine. It's cool. It's just a questionnaire. It's fine. Okay. Number two. Favorite outfit and what you like about it. I think I like wearing most my... There's a truck driving past. Probably my floofy gray skirt with some like tights underneath and a band shirt. I think I like that one. That sounds fun. I like wearing that. It's so floofy and it twirls and swirls around. It's so much fun. Three, best gift you've ever received. Don't know. I like all the gifts that I get, except for like when I was small and I used to get Barbies and stuffs. I don't like Barbies. No, I used to just take those and strip them of their clothes and then find a spot way far away and bury them in the ground. And then find a different spot and bury their clothes. And that's how I successfully, you know, got rid of all of my Barbies and stuff that I was given. Oh, such a terrible little child. I don't know. Maybe Herbert. I got a new stuffy. On Valentine's Day. He's a giant green dinosaur. And I quite like him. He's very soft and cuddly. And his name is Herbert. Herbert Wells. He looks sleepy all the time. And he's got hearts on his feet. He's so cute. So we're gonna go ahead and say Herbert. Four. What holidays do you get really excited for? Well, Halloween. It's always so much fun. You get to dress up and then you can go out and get candy. Well, if you're still, going out for candy. You sound like a child. It's fine. It's fine. I'm like 19. I go out for Halloween. I go trick-or-treating. I either go with my little siblings and little cousins, or I go out with my friends. And yeah, Halloween. I suppose Thanksgiving is also fun. Lots of good food. And you also don't have to worry about presents like you do with Christmas. It's just, coming together to eat food and be happy. I'll just say those two. Five. Favorite first date. I haven't been on my first date yet, so I can't answer that one. Six. Best gift you've ever given to someone. Don't know. I like to think I do well when I give gifts. Can't think though, because I like all of the gifts that I give people, because I think it'll make them happy. Can I just say, sorry, excuse me, I had a burp, not a burp, a hiccup. There was once in high school, it was a Valentine's Day. I think it was like the Friday before Valentine's Day, or maybe it was a Monday or something. Something like that. But for Valentine's Day, I got like a whole crap ton of wooden roses. They were all different colors. But I got a whole bunch of wooden roses and I gave them to my friends. They got wooden roses. I made them little cards. They had like weird little messages inside because I just wrote down whatever I was thinking about at the time. And I also drew like their favorite animals on their covers and stuff. I gave those to my friends. Oh, and I also made little like baggies of sugar cookies for them. Well, there was sugar cookies, and some of them got coffee cookies because they didn't like sugar cookies as much. So they got coffee cookies instead. Yeah, we'll go with that one. Because, it was Valentine's Day, and it was for my friends, so I liked it. Yeah. One of the jokes was about the cookies though was the ones I got, sugar cookies, are the ones that were like really sweet and really into Valentine's Day because they usually had like a partner or something. And then the ones that had coffee cookies was because they were bitter over not having someone during Valentine's Day. It was so weird. It was so funny though, but that's not why they got coffee cookies instead of sugar cookies. They just really didn't like sugar cookies, so I made them coffee cookies instead because they liked coffee, and I was like, oh, I'll make coffee cookies. I made like half sugar cookies for some of my friends, and then the other half were coffee cookies, but half of the like coffee cookies were chocolate coffee cookies. Like there were chocolate cookies with coffee in them, and the other ones were just regular coffee cookies. And so yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Okay, that was too long to answer that one question. Okay, anyway. 7. Favorite game to play with friends? Well, my friends and I don't really play games like normal friend groups. I guess we kind of just go out and look around, explore places, avoid getting in trouble, try our best not to get lost. I'm trying to think of something that we do that's kind of game-ish like. And, oop, sorry, that's a message going, sorry, okay, I don't know. Oh, we do this thing where sometimes we just talk in movie quotes a lot, and we have to either match the movie with the quote, or we have to pick up where the quote leaves off and continue it, or either take like the last bit of that quote, and then we do another quote that starts with the last bit of that or something. So it kind of like does like a chain of movie quotes, I guess. Yeah. 8. Favorite game? I feel a little bit out, blah. Favorite game to play solo? I like to play zombies on Call of Duty, I guess. It's lots of fun. Zombies. Except for the zombie clowns. I don't like them. They're so scary. 9. Describe a time when you finally got to do something you really wanted and it lived up to or exceeded your expectations. I feel like I'm just putting in a lot of long pauses in here. I'm sorry, I'll just pause this until. Can you hear it? Can you hear the airplane? It's so loud! Anyways, I'm just gonna pause this while I think of an answer so you're not just sat here listening to my silence as I think. Okay, so I kind of couldn't think of one that was really good. So I'm just gonna just go with going to that ramen place. There's a new. Well, new to me because I didn't know that it was there before. But there was a ramen place over by one of the parks. I really wanted to go there. And we did like last summer or something. And it was really good. Oh my god. It was so good. And they had a boba shop next door. So we had ramen and boba. It was so good. So we're gonna go with that one because it lived up to it. I was like so excited for that ramen shop and I was like yes when we got there and I was like it smells so awesome in here and it was really good. I loved it. It was fantastic. That's like my favorite place to go to get ramen and boba now. Then name something that gives you that full body sense of satisfaction and or pride. I think climbing something that's really high up. I like climbing and I like being way up high. I just like it. It's so satisfying to see things from really high up. I love it. Like the higher up it is and the smaller things look way down on the ground. It's amazing. I get little butterflies in my tummy and it tickles and I love it. Oh my God. It's so much fun. Yeah, okay. 11. What's your favorite movie for a rainy Sunday afternoon? Ponyo. I can't tell you how much I like watching Ponyo. It's so great. I love it. It's good. I like it. I like watching Ponyo. Like anytime I can't decide on what to watch, I'm like, we're gonna watch Ponyo because Ponyo is always great. So yeah, that's 12. What's the first thing you want to share with someone you just met? This is kind of weird, but like, whenever I'm like meeting someone for the first time and like there's an awkward silence, I like start. I either kind of just like close up and I like, die, or either I start rambling at them, and one of the things that comes up is animals, because sometimes you just have a lot of random facts about animals and stuff. I think one of the things I say a lot is like, did you know that giraffes can decapitate a lion? And usually they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, it's great. But I'm like, but not for the lion, but like, it's really cool to know. Yeah, it's just like random stuff like that. Or like, what else can I say right now? That, oh my God, I have all these things that I like word barf at people, but I can't think of something right now when I'm trying to give an example. Oh my God. I can't right now. I'm sorry. Oh my God. Okay, let's just move on. 13. And finally, what makes you happy? Other people being happy. The color yellow. My Ralphie. My friends. That's a lot of stuff. Lots of things make me happy. Like that corner over there, it looks so pretty. I want to draw it. Like all of the shadows that it's casting, I like it. It's making me happy. I like to look at it. Those vents over there, they're very clean. I'm pretty happy about that. This light, it looks pretty. Like the, I don't know what they call it. But the glass bowl around that surrounds the light bulb and it's got the pulley chains on it. It looks really pretty. That's making me happy. Lots of things are making me happy. I don't know. My socks. My socks make me pretty happy. Lots of things make me happy. I don't know why I keep doing this. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for the question.